For Sunday service at Christ Chapel Bible Church. And when you're finished going to church, whichever church you go to, get ready for the afternoon extravaganza on Parliament Hill. Last week we had part one, and here's now part two. Your host is Tony Koppel. He hosts the program here on CKCU called Over My Head. So I'll turn everything over to Tony, and he will introduce our very special guest this afternoon. Tony?
Thank you, Junior, for allowing us again to follow our friend Bishop Afolabi on Reggae in the Fields this afternoon. Last week at this time, we brought you the key organizers of the Canada 150 Night of Praise, which takes place tomorrow, Sunday, from 5 p.m. on Parliament Hill. This is the only multi-church large public event in Ottawa celebrating Canada's 150th anniversary as a nation and federation. Bringing this event to fruition has been a model of Christian unity and cooperation. There'll be a wealth of speakers, a variety of praise in song, from our psalmist Jody Faith to a massed choir. This is a free event. However, we ask churches who'll be attending to register at canada150.iplf.ca, where you'll be invited to contribute towards the significant costs of this very special event. With me in the studio today are Pastor Femi Oluwale, Senior Pastor at the Overcomers Place in Ottawa, and Canada Coordinator for the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and also Jody Faith, a sold-out-to-God troubadour from Saskatchewan. Let's start with you, Pastor Femi. Please tell us about your work and responsibilities for the RCCG.
We thank God for the opportunity to come to this session. By the grace of God, I oversee quite a number of churches all across Canada, and my responsibility borders on both spiritual and administration. We have over 160 churches spread across from British Columbia to Newfoundland, and my assignment is to provide spiritual guidance for them and to ensure that men comply with the spirit of the faith. And also, when it comes to the administrative sector of it, I operate it with, I have a board of trustees for which I chair, and we distributed the work among ourselves, and are able to administer their various regions, provinces and areas. That is what we have divided the mission into, especially in this age and now when you have to develop guidelines for people to work with. But most importantly is the spiritual assignment. It's not that easy to stand before God for the people. Honestly, I get to understand what Moses went through in carrying out this assignment. It's been a spiritual assignment, and I trust God that it's been helping me over the years, and the church is still growing. That's basically what I do on a daily basis. Thank you, sir.
I've noticed that there are quite a few RCCG churches right here in Ottawa. How many?
We have about 9 in Ottawa now.
And how many in the rest of the country?
Everything is 163.
Wow.
Across the nation.
And in other countries?
Oh, all across the country, we are represented in 196 nations of the world. We have over 35,000 to 37,000 branches across the globe.
Wow. So you have an awesome responsibility here, Femi, right here in Canada.
Oh, yes, no doubt about that. It's very challenging, especially managing the people aspect of it. It can be very challenging.
How long have you been in this position?
Oh, I've been here, I would say, about 15 years now, running. 15 years.
Do you see the church growing healthily, your denomination?
Well, no doubt about it. There are no denominations that doesn't have challenges. We are growing health-wise, and we're also growing spiritually too. But I wouldn't deny the fact that we have some challenges. But God is helping us. We're overcoming them gradually and steadily.
Well, on this project, this Canada 150 Night of Praise, we're certainly extremely grateful to the RCCG. The leader of our whole project is Pastor Michael Oladejo. He was in the studio last week. Listeners may have heard him. And he has been untiring as have other people on the team to bring this event to Parliament Hill. Jody, let's hear a little bit from you. You've been singing for the Lord for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners would be interested to hear about your ministry as an international recording artist.
I have been really blessed. Thank you so much, Tony, for allowing me to share a little bit about my story. I actually was forbidden from singing for 17 years in my first marriage. And it had been a life of drug and alcohol abuse and domestic violence. And I was becoming a friend with the principal of my children's school. He was a single fellow, and he was always encouraging me to sing. Jody, you should sing. Tony, you're having an event. Jody will sing for you. He was always the one who saw me singing, and I blessed that part of Bob's life and his vision for me. He encouraged me to sing. We were married in the year 2000, and it's like a whole bunch of things that happened. I very sincerely was catapulted into a music ministry when I joined up with someone called the Country Gospel Music Association. I ended up receiving a bunch of awards in 2005. Now, you have to just envision me as a battered woman coming out of that first marriage. And although I was in church and I was reconnecting to the Lord, my heart was being healed from some of those challenges that I'd come through, I had absolutely no self-confidence. And yet Bob was encouraging, sing more. I was in a choir, sing more. Well, here all of a sudden, I received 5 awards that first year with the Country Gospel Music Association from Branson, Missouri. They were having their Canadian convention in Saskatchewan. And I received an award as vocalist of the year. And it was like the Lord was just placing me in a place that I could believe for a moment, at that moment, I really could sing. It had been so long since I sang. I'd been asking for credibility. I'd been saying to God, whom I really do believe in, you know, am I supposed to be doing this? Is this real? Is it? Well, those awards had people calling and inviting me to sing more. And so that's really how everything started for me. And since that time, it has been just remarkable how God has fulfilled that destiny in my life, that yes, I'm a singer-songwriter, yes, I'm supposed to be performing, yes, I'm an entertainer, but most importantly, I'm a minister of God's love every time I go out. So it's been a challenge and interesting.
Now, you've been in Europe recently, I think.
I have been blessed with ministry from Norway to Israel, throughout the UK, from England to Wales. In fact, I understand on the internet, you know, once stuff is out there, it's there forever, right? They still are showing videos that they did in Norway. I did over 60 segments for television with a Christian station there called Vision Norge. And yeah, again, God just blessing me with you know, one interview like this, you have no idea sometimes where they end up and who ends up hearing your story.
Now, if I wanted to get hold of one of your CDs, how would I do that?
At this point in time, it's through jodyfaith.club, C-L-U-B. We've had a terrible time having websites stolen and hacked and destroyed. And oh my gosh, communication is such a challenge. But we've got jodyfaith.club. And so you can get a hold of me there. Or my phone number is 403-580-6066.
There you are. The whole world's now got Jody's phone number.
Yes.
And I think you also sell your records through Walmart.
Yeah, you know, that was a crazy, wonderful story. My autobiography has been written, and there was a season where, again, I felt like the Lord was telling me to tell my story, share my story, and become more vocal about my story of rising up out of the ashes, if you will, beauty from those ashes. And I ended up signing a distribution deal with Universal Music in Canada. And yeah, they say that my music is available through their Universal Music catalog. So that has been a blessing.
I'm going to ask Pastor Femi another question. From his perspective as a denomination leader here in Ottawa, Femi, is there anything that you would like to see happen in this city that would significantly bring God's people closer to Him? Something maybe in the next few years that you'd love to see happen?
Naturally, I want to say from my point of view, over the years, we have personally been representing the denomination at the Parliament Hill every Canada Day. And what will I love to see? Now that a lot of denominations are coming together, that's what I desire. Because when they come together, we come together in unity. And the power of unity, you can never imagine how far we can go in this nation. So going forward, I want to see more of what is going to happen tomorrow night, happening so regularly and frequently on the Parliament Hill, especially from the city of Ottawa and across the nation at large. In Kingston, just on Canada Day, I had the event Cry, and that was very awesome. People came together to cry to heaven, to pray concerning this nation. That is the role of leaders in the nation. And that, I really wish we can do more of that and a lot of more collaboration in the city to be able to carry the flag of God and show forth all around Canada.
Yes, we've had, for the last 4 years until this year, we had Global Day of Prayer on Parliament Hill on Pentecost Saturday, actually. The first one was on a Sunday, and then we had it on a Saturday, so we didn't clash with people's church services. But it is a wonderful thing when people from many different denominations come and join all as one body. Thank you for that suggestion. I think it would be good if passers-by on Parliament Hill hear songs of praise and other Christian things happening right there in front of Parliament. And, yeah, I love that. All right, I think we'd like to hear Jody sing now. Now, we're not going to make her get out her guitar and actually sing here in the studio. We've got electronic methods of doing that. So let's listen to Jody's song, Dominion Medley, which I think is an ideal number for this season of Canada Day. Enjoy this.
Canada, nation of the strong.
Jodie Faith here on Reggae in the Fields with her song Dominion Medley. And she has lots of other songs where that came from. And on Parliament Hill tomorrow evening from between 5 and 8, she'll be on twice. She has two segments and you'll be able to see her perform a number of her wonderful Christian songs there. We're calling her our psalmist. And that's an interesting term to use. I would say worship leader or... anyway, you are going to be our psalmist tomorrow night, Jodie.
I am. Thank you.
So I'm going to take the opportunity to dig into Pastor Femi Oluwole's long experience as a pastor and a leader in the RCCG. And I want to ask his opinion about something to do with Canada Day here in Ottawa just a couple of weeks ago. I was watching diligently on television on Canada Day. Remember, it was a day we thought it was going to pour with rain, and it did at the early stages. And although I thought everything was very good, there's one thing I felt was somewhat missing. There wasn't any evidence of Christian prayer on that day. In fact, the name of Jesus was only mentioned by Bono. And thank God he did it. Femi, how important is it that the Christian community should be coming together tomorrow night in celebration of 150 years of nationhood here in Canada?
Thank you, Tony. Let me start like this. The spiritual realm is highly full of traffic. When you look at what is happening across the globe, it will interest you to know that the spiritual rules the physical. Quite a number of things happening in the realm of the physical have already been settled in the realm of the spirit before it ever manifests upon the face of the earth. Now, coming to Canada Day, it's a very, very significant program. And naturally, I expect quite a number of leaders to show up on that day. And the government, we should have make our presence known and very effective to the point that, just like in the days of Elijah, they can't get to do anything without calling him to come up on stage. I want to say this very clearly, that Christian leaders have been selected to be watchmen over the city. And that is why tomorrow's program is particularly significant to us. So that's why that last week, last celebration, will be the first and the last of it that will not witness Christian community and Christian leaders on that Parliament Hill. And I'm trusting God that he will take us beyond this level now. Now, as watchmen, as leaders of faith who are watchmen, we are supposed to show up, and I believe that from henceforth we'll be showing up. Not only that, if you look at our heritage as Canada, I walked around the Parliament Hill sometimes past, and I realized that scriptural inscriptions are on the stone, the very stones of the walls there. It is my duty and the duty of all the leaders in this city. We are going to take the inscription from the stone into the heart of men. That is what we intend to do, and that is what we must do, and we are going to do starting from tomorrow by the grace of God. And as Christian leaders, as we come together, it's our duty, therefore, to come and proclaim the name of the Lord over the entire nation, over the entire city, and to represent the community of Christians in the city of Ottawa. Now, let me go a little bit further. We happen to be living in Ottawa. It is not by mistake. Ottawa is the seat of power in Canada. And that tells me what? In the scripture, that's the gate of the nation. That's the point of entry of the nation. And if we as leaders begin to come together, because we are taking our position tomorrow by the grace of God, what we are going to do is to stand at the gate. Gate is the place where the judgment and decisions of life of a nation are taken care of. And if and when we come together tomorrow as spiritual leader representing the nation in the realm of the spirit, because I need to let us know that every nation has a spiritual representative in the realm of the spirit. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't really matter. So that is why, as far as Canada Day is concerned, 150th anniversary is concerned, celebration on the hill is concerned, it is first and foremost our duty as Christians to stand in the gap and to stand in the role. Not only that, when you look at the case of Elijah, the scripture says he showed up. He said, choose who you are going to serve. Are you going to serve idol or you are going to serve God? And they were, the Bible says they were in between two opinions. They couldn't answer him. But the moment the man called the leader, Elijah, came on the altar and came to the gate and he pronounced and brought the manifestation of God, nobody needed to argue with him. That's exactly what we start doing. We have to start doing from tomorrow. And that is what we are going to do as we begin to give praise to God, as we begin to thank him and to appreciate him. It's our prayer that the very spirit with which our forefathers built the Parliament Hill will reenact itself and be manifest. Because when you look back, it actually blessed this nation while we held on to those spiritual values. It really, really helped us. Of course, what many people are gravitating to in this nation now is just as a result of what our forefathers did and what was their foundation. The scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself. And if we bring God back onto the hill, I can assure you it's going to be an awesome moment from tomorrow. And we're going to fulfill our role as Christian community at the Parliament Hill. Thank you.
Now, tomorrow night, we're promised that you'll be making a prophetic declaration over the provinces and cities of Canada. This is an unfair question to say what might be a prophetic declaration tomorrow, but are you able to give us just a sense of maybe what you might be saying at that in your spot tomorrow?
Honestly, if you remember when we started talking here, I said I have two assignments on my role as a country coordinator for RCCG in Canada, administrative and spiritual. I enjoy more of my spiritual assignment. I won't deceive you. And the reasons are very obvious. Anyway, to manage human beings can be very challenging, but spiritual matters, they are very, very excellent. It is one-way traffic. It works. Now, when it comes to tomorrow, I want to put it to you this way. Joshua got to the gate of Jericho, the seat of power, the point of entry to that city. He placed a curse on it and said, whoever lays the foundation of this city is going to lay it with his firstborn, the death of his firstborn. And if you're ever going to raise the gate of this city, you are going to do it in one of your sons and daughter again. Now, that means the man has authority over that nation. Now, I'm going to give you a perspective of tomorrow. I may not probably prophesy to you what's going to happen, but you have an idea. Now, when Elisha came, the same Jericho, the man Elisha stood at the same gate and he declared life instead. That is exactly what is going to happen tomorrow. No matter what it is that has been going wrong in this nation called Canada, I'm trusting God that tomorrow, by the time we begin to speak, we're going to be speaking life into it. We're going to be speaking life into the fabrics of this nation from Newfoundland to British Columbia. God is going to take every inch of this nation tomorrow. And those are the kind of things you are going to be expecting. We are going to be speaking into the atmosphere, because for all you care to know, nations operate under spiritual umbrella. And by the time there are people, like, by the grace of God, leaders who are coming together who understand the spiritual implication of some of these things, they are going to now begin to speak the word of life into the atmosphere. Remember, whenever God is going to do anything, God speaks. God doesn't try to do. And that is the assignment given to the prophets. So by the time we prophetically declare it over the nations tomorrow, you can be sure life, peace, tranquility, and good governance. That's what God is bringing to the nations tomorrow.
Thank you. Jody, yeah. You are an ordained minister. How does that slot into your ministry of music?
Well, I think that it's a great question to ponder and to understand that when that commission took place, when I was called to be ordained, to become a leader in a different sort of way, what I felt the Holy Spirit showing me is that it was important for me to speak from this perspective of life. I had come out of a horrific kind of lifestyle where I had no hope. I was hopeless. I had no vision for my future. Without a vision, one of the scriptures at Parliament Hill, without a vision, the people perish. I had no vision for my life. And so now, as an ordained minister, as a minister of God's love in our hurting world, my greatest passion is to mentor others, to exhort others, to encourage others that no matter where they are today, God is not finished with them and there is so much more for them, that there is life abundant. Jesus came that we would have abundant life, and so that people would see that abundance in my life and from that be encouraged and mentored and ignited to do so much more themselves. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just had a sample in this last half hour of the kind of people that you're going to meet and hear from on Parliament Hill tomorrow night. It's going to be a fantastic event. It starts at 5 o'clock. If you come a little early, you'll probably get a little extra praise, and because they're all going to be warming up from about 4:45, I think. And you'll certainly hear and see Jody Faith. You'll hear and see Pastor Femi Oluwale. And it's our privilege that they are coming. But they are not the only two. We have a whole lineup of really good people to engage you in this country, in this city, on this particular time. Our website is canada150.iplf.ca. Up there you'll find information. You'll also find our Twitter and our Facebook. Go and check them out, hear the latest news, and most of all, come and join us from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you very much, Junior, for allowing us to come on to Reggae in the Fields for 2 weeks now. Bless you.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony Koppel, for hosting this segment. Once again, the Canada 150 Night of Praise on Parliament Hill is happening tomorrow, people, from 5 until 8 o'clock, Sunday, the 16th of July. And it's been hosted by several pastors and individuals, and you heard two of them this afternoon here in the studio. And I also want to thank you know, members of the IPLF, the local group, the International Pastors and Leaders Forum, for putting this all together, a group of several churches, and also encouraging other churches to be part of this event. By the way, also you can listen to Over My Head right here on CKCU, and they have three hosts. How come I only have one? Me. They have three hosts, Tony Koppel, his wife Lorianne, and David Leibold, hosting Over My Head. And David is actually standing right here beside me this afternoon. He's my favorite technician here at CKCU, a very dedicated man. All right. Thank you all very much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
We have two pastors in with us. And as we did last week, please, each of you, end us off in prayer for today and for the event tomorrow.
Holy Spirit, Father God, it is such a privilege to be partnered with you in what you have for our nation. We thank you that our nation was founded on a Christian Bible verse, literally out of your scriptures and out of your word, that you will have dominion from sea to sea, Father God, and from the river to the ends of the earth. We know that Canada is home to almost every nation of the world. We decree that your love will go from Canada to every nation, to every people, that they would know that what is happening in Canada is because of your great love for us, Father God. And we just bless your name. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to come together as brothers and sisters, unified in the love that you have for each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we want to bless your name because of this awesome opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for at a time like this, you have brought us into the nation, and we are not going to fail you, and the nation will not fail you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commit tomorrow's program, therefore, into your hand. We pray that you will have predominance and preeminence. Lord, we thank you for this radio station that has granted us this opportunity also. We pray that you will spread them beyond their imagination, and let the name of the Lord be glorified in the nation at large. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.